Hi, I'm Scott Clapson, the community organizer on KCIW. I'm sitting here with Artie Kelly from Time Out For Me at the Chetco Activity Center. How are you today, Artie?
I'm just fine, Scott. How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you. It's great to see you.
Oh, I'm glad to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure. Artie, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself and what brought you to Brookings?
Well, I came to Brookings a year ago after living in Portland for 40 years and doing the career and the family and all of that. I found myself kind of caught up in the recession or depression, whatever you want to call 2008, and where I lost my business that I had, and things changed. And by 2010, I'd lost everything. And I had been introduced to the baby boomers and the fact that it is a growing part of our population. In the next 2 years, in fact, Oregon is going to have about 25% of the population 60 and over.
Wow.
Yeah, that's in a few short years. And so I decided to go back to school and take gerontology, which is a study of aging. And Portland Community College has a well-known across the country program for gerontology. And I took it, and I started out looking at being an activity director, because I decided after being a full-charge bookkeeper for 30 years, I wanted to have fun.
Yes.
That's all I wanted to do. And so I started out with that, and I got my state certificate as an activity director. But the word advocate kept coming up. And so I have put my life in a direction of being advocate. Now, that's not saying an activity director isn't an advocate, because we are. We help and keep the person from depression, keep them in socialization, which are two really important parts of aging at home. And so I got done with school. I was at a place where I could make a change. I've always wanted to live at the beach. I fell in love with Brookings 20 years ago. And so I sat down in Portland, talked to my son. He said, "Go for it, Mom." And here I am.
Oh, that's awesome. So you have a background already in like gerontology,
yes,
aging, and helping people.
Yeah.
That's really cool. So you didn't just come to the activity center and say, "Hey, I want to help out with Time Out." You actually came with a skill set.
I absolutely did, yes. And not only in gerontology, and there again, the certificate for, or the certification for activity director, but all my life I've been involved in learning, arts and crafts. A lot of the games that we play are for cognitive thinking. In 2007, I had a heavy-duty TIA, which affected my cognitive thinking.
What is a TIA?
TIA is a precursor to a stroke. Now, I call it a mini stroke.
Okay.
But it affected my cognitive thinking. And so I used a lot of multiple choice questions, this and that, to help with my cognitive thinking and to get it back on track. And we got it well enough that I did go back to school. So
awesome.
I did well. Yeah.
That's very cool. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the Time Out For Me program and how it works and how people can sign up for it?
Oh, I'd love to. I really have a passion for this program. Like I said earlier, it's designed for the family member who is taking care of somebody, and that could mean checking in on them once a day and like that. And it is set up for those who have beginning Alzheimer's, dementia, or even, you know, that's the two main things that the grant is for. But we welcome people with any type of cognitive difficulty. And the caregiver can have some time off, and like I said, you know, go to the beauty shop or the doctor, or just a day of rest.
To the beach.
Oh, to the beach. Yes, absolutely. You know, what a wonderful place we live in.
Yes.
And so they can go to the beach or do what they want for any length of time. And they know that they're loved and taken care of. I've got a great group of volunteers. So it's from 9 to 4 here at the Chetco Activity Center on Mondays. And we just really care about the caregiver. We do. And the new participants that come, we invite the caregiver to come sit in for the first time and see what we do. And we get to know them. We get to know who they are along with the participant. And we find out the background of the participant so we can kind of focus things on their job that they've done in the past or their hobbies and like that. And usually it's kind of scary for both the caregiver and the participant to come at first. Mm-hmm. But I, you know, when I've talked to people, I said, remember the first day of school for your child, how they didn't want to go to school, how they were nervous, how they were scared, but you dropped them off and they turned out okay. And it's the same thing. You know, it is scary to go to a new place with new people, but we are very warm and welcoming and we just have a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. I've been here with you all on Mondays because I work at the Chetco Activity Center with you here. And
yeah.
As the Chetco Activity Center operates on donations and volunteers
mm-hmm.
a lot. So we rely heavily on people that want to donate their time to help the programs. It's a lot of fun coming and singing with you all. You have a piano player that comes and you have a songbook that everybody gets their own songbook.
Yeah.
And we sing songs together.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
If we get lucky, we do some dancing too.
Oh,
that's
yes.
not very often. Now, let me give you an example of a day. Let's take this last Monday.
Sure.
They get here to the activity center and we give our hi, hello, how you been doing, what was your weekend like, and then we started with exercise. Now, a lot of people, including myself, go, oh, wow, exercise, you know, boring, or it moves too much, or, you know, I've never been one for aerobics, but we have this huge beach ball, and we toss it around the circle to each other and see how high we can go. I mean, there was one day we went up to 200 passes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so now we just try to get the highest number for the month. Yeah, it was for over 3 months. And we did that, and then a couple of our wonderful volunteers get these really great little stories off the internet, and so they read their stories they've gotten. And that takes us up to about 11 o'clock, and that's when we come upstairs because we're located downstairs at the Chetco Activity Center. And we come here to the dining room, and there's the piano and a wonderful woman named Bonnie, who is so, so talented, has helped put this songbook together of all these older, wonderful songs. And she plays, and for a half an hour, we sing. And then we have our lunch, and then we go downstairs. And what we did this last Monday is we started cutting pictures out of magazines and stuff to make some artwork, a collage. And we have a couple of possibilities for what to do with them come in the future. So they're doing this art project as to show the public is what the bottom line is. We're going to display our work.
Where are you going to display it at?
Well, it might be here at the Chetco Activity Center. There's also the glass case at the library.
Library is what I was thinking.
Yes,
would be cool.
I'll go talk to them. But what we're going to do is, you know, show it.
Yeah.
Because these people you should have seen them Monday. They were really getting into it. And we have one participant, 99 years old. And she was having problems with her eyes Monday. So we were sitting there helping her. But she was able to pick out the picture she wanted. She did really good. And so after that, we did bingo. Of course, we have to do bingo. And then after that, we played a game like lawn darts. Only they don't have the points on them. They're rounded edges. And the participants just really love that game. And we always end up giggling and laughing and just having a good time. And that was our day.
That's awesome.
Busy. Yeah.
So every Monday from 9 to 4?
Yes, uh-huh.
Cool. And do you ever, like if there's like a Monday holiday, do you all take the Monday holiday off?
We close down Monday holiday, yeah.
Okay.
We're not doing it for the 4th of July.
Okay.
It was on Saturday. And just most people do days off before the 4th, but
okay.
Being the 4th was a Saturday, we're going to be open on next Monday, the 6th.
Okay.
Yeah. But otherwise, if it's a federal holiday, we take it off.
Okay, cool. So the participants get a lunch as well.
Oh, they do. They get the wonderful lunch provided here in the dining room at the Checo Activity Center. And it's like the other seniors that come in here to have lunch. And there's the salad bar. And then the cook here, Eleanor, makes wonderful lunches. It's not yes. only the main item, but there's an alternative. If you know you don't want the main item, you have a choice. And so we have lunch and always dessert.
Yes.
And then our afternoon snacks are always cookies made by Eleanor. So we have good meals and good food.
What a great program.
Yes, it is great.
It's a great thing that our community has support stuff like this, because it can be a real challenge if you're a caregiver, especially like a family member caring for another family member with dementia. I remember when my grandmother
yes.
died.
Uh-huh.
And for years before she died, my mom took care of her. And it was very difficult as she started losing some of her memory and faculties along with that.
Right.
For the family member to do it. Because the goal of this program, right, is to keep people in their homes as long as possible and give that caregiver a respite. But it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, but in the end, it's very rewarding that they had the time with their loved mm-hmm. one.
Absolutely.
I mean, nothing can replace
yeah.
that time. And I really am pro aging in place as long as possible. People seem to do better as they live out their senior years. They do seem to be less, there's a sense of security being in their own home,
mm-hmm.
you know, but there's also some things that have to be really looked at. Number one is safety. You know, is there any hazards that might cause falls or, you know, interruptions and like that somebody does check in even or live in. Nowadays, the multi-generational family is becoming very common, especially in the bigger cities. And so family members are stepping up and helping out with the seniors as they age. Brookings is fortunate to have a couple, three very good facilities for those with dementia and Alzheimer's to be taken care of. But there's a lot of seniors in this community that kind of get dropped through the mm-hmm. cracks. One thing this program is designed for is for the low income.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be nice to get a caregiver to come in during the day while the actual caregiver is off doing the things that mm-hmm. they need to do. But money is a real issue.
Yeah.
And so this is free for the low income people. So they can come here for free and spend the day or even a couple hours. We've got one lady, her and her sister come, and they stay for the morning, and after lunch they go home.
Okay.
So it just is the amount of time that you want to spend here.
Yeah. So you said it's free for people who are low income. How do they know if they qualify as low income?
Well, there is no real question saying how much you make. We do it basically on the honor system.
Okay.
But if they say our caregiver couldn't come, and I know that they have been paying for a caregiver, that kind of gives me a clue.
Okay.
But I haven't ran across that situation yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how many participants, like actual, like, people that need the care coming currently?
Our participants right now, there's like five of them.
Okay.
Yeah. And we just really would love more.
Yeah.
Now, there used to be more in this program, but when Seaview opened, that changed.
Okay.
And because of the housing
mm-hmm.
that's available there. So, but there, you know, there again, there is still so many out there
mm-hmm.
that are in their homes And maybe, not only a daughter, but a granddaughter or daughter-in-law, you know, is accepting the responsibility of watching mom or mm-hmm. dad. And right now we've got three men. So I got about six people. We've got three men.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, that's really exciting. So when we think of things to do, especially crafts or like that, I really stop and think, would a man like to do this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and making doilies stiff, you know, with starch. I don't think that's going to be one that we do.
You don't think the guys would like making doilies?
I don't think so.
So, what is the ratio of volunteers then? Do you have, like, is it like 1-to-1 or like two participants?
Yeah, I'd like to keep it 1-to-1.
Okay.
And I have a great reservoir of volunteers. In fact, a new one showed up the other day and says, I want to help out.
Oh, cool.
And it was perfect because we had one volunteer that is taking the summer off. And so my new one just was able to work in the afternoons, take her place. And so it just happened.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's a real blessing. She has experience doing respite care programs. And so, but you don't have to have experience.
Yeah.
That's the thing of it to volunteer is you don't have to have it. Just a love for, you know, mm-hmm. caring for another person mm-hmm. and just be compassionate.
Yeah.
You know, and enjoy the time you spend with people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all the experience any of the volunteers need.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're really fortunate in this, at the Chetco Activity Center here. Artie and I both work here. And we're actually sitting doing this interview around the table where Time Out for Me Singers perform every Monday at lunch. If you ever want to come and have lunch with us and listen to our beautiful music that we make, it's a lot of fun. But there are, like you were just saying, there's a lot of people in this community that get forgotten about.
Yes.
Because they're in their homes and they don't have any family. Maybe I just met a couple yesterday that they moved here almost 20 years ago. And when they moved here, they were very able-bodied. They don't have any family here. It's just the two of them.
Right.
But they're here now and they're in their mid to late 70s and their lives have changed. And they don't have a very strong support network here. And
really?
We forget about that.
Oh,
that sometimes
yeah.
there's, you know, almost 60% of this community is retired.
Yes.
And when they get to a certain age and they're not able to leave their house
right.
so easily, and if they don't have a family member to care for them, that's a concern for me as someone who grew up in this community. What do we do? How do we keep these people from, you know, being in their home without any social contact
exactly.
if they don't have that support network here?
And hopefully they have. One thing I found about Brookings, you make friends with your neighbors. I have got so many friends that live just around me. I didn't have that in Portland. And when I owned a home in a neighborhood and stuff, I knew the people behind me and I knew the people across the street. But I know where I live, it's just this wonderful community. And I keep hearing that over and over again. And I observe it in the stores, where everybody knows everybody, and there are people to step up and help. You know, that's the thing that I love about Brookings.
Mm-hmm.
And so the seniors here in Brookings are really fortunate to have that aspect
mm-hmm.
of it. But yes, there are those who maybe weren't the most socializing people to begin with, and they find themselves in need.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of agencies in town. It's just a matter of how do we access them?
Yeah.
How do we find out how to access them? And you guys are doing a great job, hopefully, to bring that to people's attention, that what is available out here.
Yeah, absolutely. I know that it's changed a lot in the 20 years that I was gone. And thankfully that Seaview is here now and Ocean Park is here and Guardians by the Sea
yeah.
that does the work that they do, and Liberty Advocacy Group, and
yeah.
there's all these people that are doing this work now, and it's needed here, because working here, I hear of people all the time that are in their homes through, we get them as a Meals on Wheels client, or they come into the dining room, or their kid who has moved them here to be close to them brings them here to the activity center because they don't have people to talk to. So some people aren't as mobile and aren't in Fred Meyer or places like that, or can't walk across the street. And so they're in their home, and people just think that they're antisocial when maybe it's just that they can't get out, but they still want to, you know, they still want to be a part of stuff too, right?
Right, exactly. And don't forget, depression is the number one problem that seniors encounter as they age in home. It really is. I know for me, I'm a senior. I'm so excited. I loved it when I turned 60. It was great. I partied.
Yeah, depression's a really big deal for people that tend to be housebound or something like that, that are aging. It is a big deal.
And, you know, like myself, there are things I can't do anymore that I could, you know, do. I, you know, my body's changing. My mind is changing and like that. And it's not that I don't want to do them, but I live alone and there's things that I used to be able to do and I want to do it. Mm-hmm. Well, I can't do it anymore. I get too tired too easily, or it's like I've done it so many years before. I don't want to do it. Okay, I'll be honest. I don't want to do it. and it's nice if somebody can come help you.
Yes.
You know, and that's like my yard needed the spring weeding. You know, I had somebody come by and say, let's go for it. And within 2 hours, it was done.
Oh, cool.
Which would have taken me 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And so people who are in their home, they get depressed about these changes in themselves, that they can't get out and take care of their yard, and they can't do this and they can't do that. So it's really important to identify those people. And I wish I could say, gee, this is how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say that. It's up to each individual out there, you know, the people that are listening to this, to take, you know, a look at your neighbors and say, their yard needs mowing.
Yes.
Let me check to make sure they're okay, number one. And number two, I have a half hour. I can take care of it for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and surprise them and just do it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think I know when I was a kid growing up here in Brookings, everybody knew everybody, right? There's still a really tight knit group of locals in this area.
Right.
People that are from Brookings and some people that their families have lived here for generations. And I really think that that's a way not only to help answer ways to support our seniors in our communities, but also a way to answer public safety questions, right? Because when you know the people that live around you in your neighborhood, it's a lot more difficult for someone that doesn't belong in your neighborhood to be there and get away with something, because everybody knows each other. And so you know who lives down the street, or you know who lives in wherever down the block or whatever.
Yes.
So when you see strangers, you're more conscious of, hey, you don't belong here, and you all know each other, so you can look out for each other.
Right.
And I really think that's what this one thing this area is missing now is there's a lot of people that have come here from other places that don't understand. There's already a network of us that wave to each other all the time, and we've known each other for years.
Yeah.
And I, for one, would love to include new people in that network so we all get to know each other and understand. That's how I remember a time not so long ago, we didn't lock our doors in Curry County.
Yeah.
And I'd love to go back to that time and get rid of some of this fear of people, you know, needing to leave their houses or being home alone and home intruders and
you know,
like
and
that.
And that is a valid thing, that there is those things that happen here in Brookings. I brought my fear from living in Portland down here with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think people moving here from larger cities that has a higher rate of crime, let's use the word, but it's not like that here.
Yeah.
You know, it's here. It's going to be everywhere, but the level, and there again, let's go back to being friendly with our neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back into knowing what's going on.
Yes.
And especially those that are living alone, a widow, a widower, somebody who's aging. I mean, if you see somebody taken to the hospital in an ambulance and then you find out they're home, go over and check on them.
Yes.
You know, I say I'm guilty too. You know, here's a story and another reason I got into this. When I lived in Portland, had my home, there was this neighbor of mine. And, I wish I could remember his name, but he lived next door to us. Nice guy, to himself. His wife had passed away, and he was living by himself. And I kept wanting to go check on him because there's a state program or county called the Gatekeepers Program, which is people anonymously can call in and say, I want to report the newspapers and the mail isn't being picked up by this person. Mm-hmm. I'm concerned about them. And they'll get into contact with the agencies and like that to check on them. Well, I was involved in that in Portland and did the training with the police department on what to do when these things happen. And so I knew to kind of check on my neighbor. Well, I neglected to do that. And the next thing I know, there's full garbage cans in front of the house, just totally quiet over there. And I was talking to my neighbor across the street, and he had had Alzheimer's, and he died at home. The lights were turned off, the water was shut off, and he died. His son lived at the coast, and what their relationship was, I don't know. But that was another thing that really solidified me to advocacy, to make sure you check on your neighbor, because that person may in need of help, but they just may need that ray of sunshine with your smile.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm Scott Clapson, the community organizer. I'm here with Artie Kelly from the Check Coactivity Center and the Time Out for Me program. If you're enjoying these podcasts on KCIW, please feel free to donate. Help keep our radio station going. Special thank you to the Meyer Memorial Trust and their large grant of almost $9,000 for startup funds for us to... Yes, Artie and I are super excited, as is Tom, our president, who's doing the recording. Thank you, Tom, for doing all these recordings on our wonderful podcast. We just launched our 50th podcast.
Oh, so that is great.
It's really wonderful. Also, the Check Coactivity Center, as does the Time Out for Me program, runs largely on grant money and donations.
Absolutely.
So if you feel passionate about what you're hearing today and us being able to continue to provide services, part of the grant money is from the Older Americans Act, but part of it does have to come out being subsidized by the Check Coactivity Center. So please feel free to donate to the Check Coactivity Center for Time Out for Me if you like what you're hearing today. So, Artie.
Yes.
I'm really excited that I met you.
Oh.
And I'm really excited that you have such a passion for helping seniors in our community.
Thank you.
Beyond just the Time Out program. So what's been the highlight for you so far? Because you've been doing this for a little bit, right, with the Time Out program. What's been the biggest thing that stood out to you about it?
Just seeing the participants enjoy themselves. I get excited when a participant is really quiet and you could see that they're kind of trying to stay in focus on what's being said to be a part of. And then when we have questions or have our, well, like one game we have is I've adapted the game Family Feud to meet their needs. Instead of having all the answers, I'll take the top four and I put them on the piece of paper along with the questions so they can kind of guess which one is the number one answer. And so they see it in front of them. And so the quiet ones, every once in a while, will come up with the correct answer, or in other games too. And I just feel so good because having had a TIA or a small stroke, I know how exciting it was for me to get things out correctly. And so I am excited when they get to do it because that's a pleasure for them.
Mm-hmm.
All in all, just being with them is the high point. I look forward on Mondays to coming in and spending time with them. And so that's pretty much the high point of the program for me.
Yeah, we like to have a lot of fun here at the activity center.
Oh, at the whole center, yeah.
That's a big, it is a big part of it, right?
It's, yeah.
Keeping volunteers engaged and keeping people coming here for the meals and the exercise classes like Tai Chi or pickleball on Sundays are just different things. Yes, the programs are great and they're wonderful and they serve a purpose, but a bigger part of it is coming together and having a good time and that encouragement of not having to go home and sit by yourself and feel sad.
Yes.
Right? Being able to be around other people and just enjoy yourself.
Yes, absolutely.
And in an environment where if you don't have a lot of money in the first place, you don't have to worry about it. You can still come and participate.
Right. And if transportation is an issue, they can always call for the transportation to come pick them up.
Oh, yeah. Curry Public Transit.
Yes, because for seniors, there's discount prices. And so once a week, I think it's $2 a ride, you know, they can come up here and... You know, if their caregiver is already off doing something else
right.
or is at work, and they can come up here by the bus and stay with us for the day and enjoy themselves.
Yeah, a number of our diners actually do utilize Curry Public Transit because they're housed in the same building here at the Chetco Activity Center, even though they are a separate, like, nonprofit, right? They're not the same organization, but they utilize the same building. And so it's very convenient for people because the buses are right out in our lower parking lot.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And so they just pull up and it's very cool to realize that you work in a place where public transit is so accessible.
Right. And so that's why it's really good for the caregivers to come in first and sit down and talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
Or Janice, who's the executive director here at the Chetco Activity Center. You know, and we will help in, you know, doing the logistics of having their loved one come and visit with us. There again, as we've talked about before, the importance of getting out, socialization, you know, minimizes depression, anxiety, that security, and all of that.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, it is really important. I urge people who are doing caregiving on any level for a senior, you know, especially with lower income where hiring caregivers, you know, can't be done, give them a day.
Mm-hmm.
Give yourself a day.
Mm-hmm.
And come join us. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, we all need a day off at some point.
We do.
Especially if we're the kind of person like you and I where we tend to give a lot. I
know,
I know Artie in another way as well. Thanks to Artie for talking to us about gleaning from the farmer's market for the food bank.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So we've actually, that's another connection that Artie and I have is this passion for feeding people, not just seniors, but people in general in our community that need healthy, fresh, locally grown food to eat, right? So I really appreciate that because those of us that are doers and offer our time to do stuff sometimes forget to take time for ourselves.
Very,
as does a caregiver oftentimes, right? Because they're caring for a family member.
Absolutely. I mean, they've got a huge plate of things.
It's a
lot. Not only the taking care of the loved ones, taking care of themselves, but usually there's other members of the family.
Yes.
You know, there again, I mentioned earlier about the multi-generational families that is happening all over the United States. And that makes a full plate. I know up in Portland, they built these apartments, housing type thing. I'm doing the quotation marks. For multi-generational. And so the seniors do daycare for the little ones while the parents go off to work. So these are the type of communities that are coming together.
Yeah. Well, it's a model that goes back thousands and thousands of years.
Oh, yeah.
And we've just, in our Western tradition, have gotten away from, well, I should say European Western tradition, because there's a lot of people in the Western Hemisphere of other cultures that aren't white necessarily that have that same tradition in their culture.
Yes, your African Americans are very strong family
Latinos,
orientated.
Right.
Yes, your Hispanic Latinos.
That's kind of common for them just to automatically already be doing that. Whereas I think as a white person, I'll speak for myself, we've kind of went into this time of like, oh, well, we don't live with our families and you're 18 and you're kicked out. And we're in a different economic time now where people are piecing together part-time jobs and different things like that, or maybe making minimum wage, et cetera. And so it's a little harder to make ends meet for some people. So living together as, and it doesn't even need to be people that you're related to. It could be your chosen family, right? I know people in this community that do that aren't necessarily related, but they still cohabitate because it's better to be in that support network if you can than be by yourself.
Yes.
Right? For years and years and years, humans didn't exist like that in these, you know, separate apartments or separate dwellings. We live together in community.
Right.
It's nice to see us getting back to that.
Part of the issue, too, and something that I was confronted with when I lost everything in 2011 is affordable housing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is a down here in Brookings, it's very difficult. I'm amazed that there isn't a little more affordable housing, especially for seniors. Now, you have the Pelican Perch, you know, but rentals and like that are just, it's hard to find it. Yeah,
oh, yeah,
especially if you're on a fixed income. I am.
Yeah.
And
well, most seniors, I think, in this area are.
I agree.
I think people see some of the fancy cars in town and people that maybe live up in the hills and think, oh, well, they're not the majority of the population.
Absolutely,
right?
Yes.
The majority of the population that are in that 60% that's retirement age that are in this area, they are living on a fixed income.
Right.
They're not able to afford. I mean, I think that's part of the reason why some of these tax levies and things that get presented don't pass, because there's people that are scared because they're barely just making it.
Absolutely.
And well, even our Meals on Wheels numbers.
Yeah.
We do Meals on Wheels deliveries Monday through Friday out of this building at the Activity Center. And those numbers are going up just couple of months. Yeah.
Wow.
Eleanor is getting a lot more people for whatever reason. I don't know why. We did a podcast with Janice a few months ago. I don't know if that contributed or just there's more of a need or what's happening. But there's more and more people that we're finding out whose needs aren't getting met in the community, because there are so many low-income seniors in this community that need resources and trying to connect them to those, because they're there.
Exactly. Right.
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 And I think there's more opportunity like Pelican Perch for other places like that to go in into the area, which will enable more people, because Pelican Perch wasn't there on Moore Street when I was a kid.
Right.
Apartments were there on Moore Street. And so just thinking of the progress that our community's made in such a short time, that we could continue to make progress by talking about these things and the need for affordable housing.
Yes, absolutely.
I know quite a few people live over here at Ocean Winds, just down the street.
Yes, the family complex.
Yeah, and that are retirement because they're on a fixed income. And
yes.
You can apply and you can get it, your rent lowered based on...
Right, it's based on a percentage of your income. Yeah.
So if someone's listening to this and is interested in coming and bringing their family member or person that they're caring for here to the Activity Center to meet you, and to sign up for the program, how would they do it? Do they just show up on a Monday?
Well, they could come in on a Monday or call and leave your name and phone number, and they'll refer it on to me.
Okay.
And I'd be more than happy to take you out for a cup of coffee.
Okay.
You know, another method would be to get a hold of Janice.
Okay.
And so there is no, well, it's just this one way and that's it. No. You know, if you're interested, if you are interested in the possibility of joining us or your loved one to join us, you know, take the action, pick up the phone. My name's Artie. I'm the only one here. I'm the only Artie here, probably in the whole town. And they'll get a hold of me.
Okay. So then that goes for people that are interested in volunteering as well, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Good point.
Okay. So if you're interested in volunteering with the Time Out For Me program, or you have a family member that you think would benefit from being in this program, to give yourself a day off as a caregiver, especially if your situation is a low-income situation. Our phone number here at the Activity Center is 541-469-6822, 541-469-6822. You can call. You'll probably get a receptionist, but you can just leave a message for Artie or for Janice. And let them know that it's about the Time Out For Me program, and whether you're interested in volunteering or you're interested in having your family member or loved one participate in the program. You could also email us at mail@checkcoac.org. That's mail@checkcoac.org if you prefer email. I know some people prefer that. You could also probably just come in. We're located at 550 Checko Lane. That's right behind Subway. And so as you're in town, just that little street that's right between Century 21 and Subway just goes right up and you'll see the Activity Center. It's a big two-story building. And we're open 8 to 3 Monday through Friday. So yeah, we're always welcome to have visitors. And I'm Scott Clapson, the community organizer, but I also serve dual duty as the administrative assistant here at the Activity Center. So I would probably be willing to give someone a tour if they wanted to see the rest of the facility besides just the room where Time Out meets. And I sing sometimes too with the Time Out singers.
Yes, you do. And I wish you'd do it more often, Scott. He's got a glorious voice.
Well, we actually just talked today. We want to do a talent show.
Did you talk to Janice?
We talked to Janice and we want to do a fundraiser talent show for the Activity Center
in September.
And have people come here. They can sign up with their music or their poetry or their dance or jokes. It's family friendly.
Yes.
So it needs to be G-rated, right? Because we're welcoming the whole community.
Yes.
And it'll be a fundraiser for the center, so we'll be selling tickets. We talked about maybe having dessert and coffee. We're looking for a date in September. So if anyone's listening and they love to sing, or even if you just want to come have lunch, I know that the Time Out For Me singers love it. Some of the diners have been coming over
and
joining us to sing, right?
Yes, they have.
It's fun because we sing a lot of older songs that are... songs like How Much Is That Doggy in the Window?
Bicycle Built for Two.
Old Man River from Showboat.
Come see us next Monday because the singing will, it's the post Independence Day celebration at the Time Out For Me program. So we'll be singing all the patriotic songs next Monday.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So you sometimes have little themes, right? I know at Christmas time we do Christmas songs. If you want to just come have lunch with us on a Monday, if you're not, you know, if Time Out For Me isn't something that you would have someone to care for to come. If you want to just come and sing and have lunch with us, it's great. It's a great day to be in the dining room at the Activity Center.
Well, let me tell you the rest of the month. This next Monday is the post Independence Day celebration. And the following week, a wonderful friend of mine has a dog named Girl, and Girl does tricks.
Oh, really?
And she's been with us before, and so hopefully, of all things considered, she is coming back. So you can come watch that. Come have lunch, and then Girl will be here. And then the following week, we will be going down to Slugs and Stones on an ice cream social event.
And you've done that one before, haven't
we've
you?
We've done that before.
And it was a hit.
It is. I like doing it every 2-3 months.
Yeah.
You know, because the participants enjoy it so much.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last Monday of the month will be game day. I've got a couple new games that's being developed, and so we'll be doing special games on that day. So, and I think next month, I'm kind of planning on that to be vacation month. So one day we'll have a cruise theme, another day we'll have a Hawaii theme. So that's I'm kind of building on right now.
So there is a structure. It's not just you actually have stuff where you kind of come up with, I wouldn't really call it a lesson plan because I've been down there. It's not really a lesson. It's more of activity plan,
activity
right?
Planning,
but you plan the activities in advance.
Right. So like we told people last Monday, wear red, white, and blue this following Monday, you know, type thing. So if there's something that has to be done, I let them know the week beforehand, both the volunteers and the participants. But it's just, you know, you got to keep their interest.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it would be really boring to walk into a room, you know, week in, week out, without some sort of color, some sort of idea for fun. I mean, there's been those weeks. There have been times that I have changed the daily schedule that I'm going to do depending on the energy of the participants.
Mm-hmm.
If they are all kind of low-key, I'll do low-key activities.
Mm-hmm.
If they have energy, I will do busier activities. Mm-hmm. It just depends on how they are that day. So, yeah, it's you know, adjustable, but yet I want to try to keep, you know, some sort of energy alive in there.
Life is about being flexible, isn't it, Artie?
Oh, it is. Oh, my God, yes.
As we both found out, and this is an ironic thing that Artie and I both share, is right about the same time. I wasn't in Portland for 40 years. It was only for two. But Artie and I both fled Portland to come to Brookings right around the same time, right?
Yes, we did.
And that's part of when we first met here at the Activity Center a while before Artie actually started working here. That was one of the ways that we bonded when Janice introduced us, was we had that Portland connection. And I didn't attend Portland Community College, but I did attend Portland State.
Yeah.
And so we kind of talked about that, you know, the aspect of being in Portland and then being here, and just our appreciation of being in this beautiful place.
Absolutely.
It's just such a beautiful place.
Yeah.
And there's so many people who care. And it's just such a privilege to interview people like you. We'll rather have conversations with people like you on these podcasts, because there are so many people that give their time and give it so graciously and help our community. It's really wonderful to live in such a beautiful place.
It really is. And I don't want to downplay the fact that this is a real giving city.
Yes.
People are involved in volunteer work. I mean, look at the lunches, not only here at Checo Activity Center, but at the churches. People volunteering for those meals. People with the gardening. And I understand that you're building the gleaning from the farmer's market, which I just am so excited about. You know, and, you know, people give their time here. They do. But there are still those seniors aging in their home that are being missed.
Yes.
You know, and if you have any questions, whether you're the ones at home and you come across something that you're having difficulty accessing, or you're not sure where to go, do call the Checo Activity Center, and we will help direct you to what agency might be able to help you.
Absolutely. Again, the Checo Activity Center is located at 550 Checo Lane, right behind Subway, the little street between Century 21 and Subway. You'll see the big two-story building right up Checo Lane. Our phone number is 541-469-6822. The Time Out For Me program happens every Monday except for national holidays between 9 and 4, and there's a great lunch. Artie, as we come to the end of the podcast, is there any final thoughts you'd like to leave our listeners with about Time Out For Me or about your passion for helping people who are...
Well, Time Out For Me, you know, for those who are doing caregiving of any sort, at any level, love yourself. Take care of yourself. I know from personal experience, if I'm not okay where I'm at, I can't be okay for the people in my life that I care about and care for. You know, it's really important, and that's why this program was put together, was for the caregiver, the family member, you know, in mind. And that's what the bottom line this is about. So I can do all these activities, you know, and give the participants love, because I want to, you know, help you, the caregiver, with taking care of your loved one.
Mm-hmm.
And for you to feel safe and happy and leaving them in our care. So for, you know, volunteers, people who might want to do a couple hours or so, just to kind of give their heart out, do come join us. So
absolutely.
That's what I'm here for, the Time Out For Me program at the Checo Activity Center. So I'm through talking about me. I mean, I could go on all day about me.
Absolutely. I could go all day about me and you.
Yes, I know, Scott.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Artie.
Thank you for having me.
I very appreciate you and all the stuff that you do. I am Scott Clapson, the community organizer here on KCIW. If you enjoy these programs, please donate to KCIW. Help us get this antenna up and get our studio built so we can begin having a regular house where we can meet with people that we have conversations with and interview for the community radio. Please feel free to donate. Please donate to the Checo Activity Center. Time Out For Me and all the programs of the Checo Activity Center do operate on donations, and we do appreciate your donations. We are a nonprofit, so all of your donations are tax deductible. We do appreciate the community support. This is a wonderful, wonderful nonprofit and one of the largest nonprofits in Curry County. Mm-hmm. We have over 130 volunteers to help keep this place running every week. And we are very grateful to them. Again, I'm Scott Clapson, the community organizer on KCIW. Thank you for listening and have a great day.
If you enjoyed this program and want to hear more like it, consider supporting Curry Coast Community Radio and help us get on the air. For more information, go to our website, kciw.org. Thank you for listening.